This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Tonight, I'd like to give a shiur, a lecture, an eye-opening lecture about life. Wow, they're bringing the children to come here this year in the carriages. Wow, this is... Now I'm honored. Now I'm honored.
You can't start with too young, you know.
Shalom Aleichem, Tzaddik.
Thank you.
Okay. So tonight I'd like to address fundamental, something very fundamental. What is this world? And what is life all about? I want to address it. I begin with an interesting story. My grandfather, Reb Shmuel David Walkin, was a student, a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, the sainted Heilige Chofetz Chaim. And told me many stories from the Chofetz Chaim when I grew up. One particular story really guided me. Life, what it means to live in this world. The story is as follows. The Chofetz Chaim had a son-in-law, Rabbi Zaks, Rav Mendel Zaks, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he turns to his father-in-law, the Chofetz Chaim, and he says, Shver Leben. You're going to learn a little Yiddish tonight. Shver means a father-in-law. Shver Leben. You should live. You have to admit that this world is also a world. You know, in Musar, we put down this world. The main thing is the next world. Olam Haba. You can't just talk about Olam Haba. We have to admit and concede that this world is also. It's a world. It's something. There's a word called bittel, which means to nullify. What's this world? The main thing is the next world. This is just a proizdar, a alleyway to get to the, right? A hallway to get to the main. The Chofetz Chaim responded, also a world? Only a world. This is the real world. This is it. In this world, a person could learn, he could daven. In the next world, it's finished. Even a kapitel Tehillim, a perik of Tehillim, you can't say in the next world. Also a world? No, only a world. It's here. This is the world where we could do and we could accomplish. It's a world of opportunity, literally. What is this world? I'd like to talk about understanding and appreciating and looking at life as an opportunity with the world around us. And the point I'd like to bring out is from the Nazir in the last week's Parsha. In last week's Parsha, we read about a Nazir. It's a person who promises to be separated, different than the whole world. The Gemara tells us what was the story. He was a kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, and he saw a woman that they brought to the Beis HaMikdash because she did something which she shouldn't have done. She secluded herself, and the kohen sees this. He needs to react. And how does he react? By becoming a Nazir, right? Everybody knows what a Nazir, right? What is a Nazir? A Nazir is a person who does something different than the whole world. The whole world is drinking wine, and the whole world is going to Beis HaKfarish when they have to. Here, not an issue. He needs to be Nazir Elikim, separated, different, and with this, He becomes exalted. He's Kaddish. He's holy. Yet at the same time, when we exalt the Nazir, he's called a Chayta. The Gemara, the Chazal tell us that he's a Chayta. He's a sinner. When he finishes his Nazirus, instead of giving him a medal of honor, instead of giving him something of, wow, you're a Nazir, you know what we tell him? No, bring a carbon. What do you mean bring a carbon? I just did something very, very exalted. I did something very special. I did it, I was a Nazir simply 30 days, or sometimes it could be more depending on what he promised. Instead of giving him, all right, we're by Sfarad, Chazaku Baruch, we tell him, go bring a carbon, you're a sinner. Why is he a sinner? The Gemara tells us, Shitzir Atzmi Min Hayayin. He excluded himself. He took himself apart from the pleasure of drinking wine. This world was created to have pleasure. Hashem wanted that we should enjoy the world. The world was created that we should enjoy and take part in everything that this world has to offer. Food, drink. You know, Nisan, the month, we make a bracha when we go and we see a tree. Shibari, lanis, toivais. Hashem created such beautiful fruits, fruit trees. Lehenis, bambini, adam, that people should enjoy. You notice how many colors fruits come in? Why does fruit have to... Now, I always say, you know why? Because people don't like to eat fruit that much. Hashem may have to give it coloring and nice. All right, but the point of it is to give us enjoyment. The Rebbeinu Shloim wants us to enjoy this world. This world was created to have tanuk. Yeah, but aren't we talking a contradiction? Wait a minute. You just said that the tzaddik, the nazir, it's a special thing that he stays away from the pleasures. And then we'd say that, no, what do you mean? He's a sinner for doing that. Are we here to enjoy this world? What would you say, Rabbi Say? Answer the question. Are we here to, I mean, everybody from childhood knows we're trying to, the pursuits of life and happiness. Is that what Chazal are telling us? Are Chazal telling us? Yes. We're here to enjoy. And at the same time, we tell you, the Nazir, separate yourself from all the pleasures and enjoyment. What's the answer? And the answer is both are true. Hashem created a beautiful world. And that world has tremendous enjoyments. And those enjoyments were there and they were put into this world for you to enjoy it. The question is, how? The question is, proper balance. When you start wanting what's way out of the norm, that's not good. Less than the norm is also no good. There has to be the proper balance, the proper guidance of what's called enjoying this world. And tonight I'd like to venture with you to see, to understand life, the opportunities this world has to offer, but with the proper guidance. Here, I'll give you a simple example. You know, you read in a newspaper, a car accident, and you say to yourself, that terrible car. Is a car a terrible invention? What would you say? And of course not. Right? And what's the answer? If you have the proper on how to drive the car, and you learn how to use it properly, then it benefits. If you don't use it properly, it can be detrimental. Food is the basic, and yet food could cause the greatest health and the greatest health problems. What's the key?
Balance.
Thank you. Can I leave now? I just got a tremendous balance. The balance is that I came and I spoke I said the exact measure enough to get the idea across. No, but we're going to talk here tonight. We've just begun, all right? I want that at the end of tonight, you walk out with so much thankfulness of the beautiful world that Hashem created and all the opportunities that are delivered to you. And at the same time, to know how to properly utilize it. Because that's going to bring happiness and that's going to bring real enjoyment in this world. Can I read with you a Gemara? Is it okay? Let's learn the Gemara inside. Okay. There's a beautiful Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Shimon HaTzadik, Miyomai Loyachalti Osham Nozir Tome Chutz Mi Odom Echot. I never ate the carbon of the Nazir that didn't complete his Nazirus. He has to bring a carbon when he don't complete it. I never touched those carbonas. You know why? I don't know if he was really happy to be a Nazir. I don't know if he took it on with the proper intentions. One of the biggest proofs might be the fact that what? That he didn't complete it, that he made a mistake, right? You care about something. And we also know that many times that after they finished and they had to bring the carbon, they wouldn't continue. The Gemara says they would come and say, Hataras Nadarim, I don't want to be a Nazir. Says the Gemara, I never ate except for one story. In one incident, I ate. Says the Gemara, what did he eat? Chutz mi Adam echad shebo'i lai min adorim yifei nayim. He had pretty eyes. V'tayv ro'i, he looked very handsome. Ukvot tzayisav seduris lei taltalim. He had beautiful hair locks. Amarti lo'i, b'ni mara is l'shachi sar. Why did you cut it off? You're such a good-looking guy. Why would you just cut off all... No, today, it's right, they think it's good-looking to shave you. I'm not talking about the natural ones. I'm talking about the ones that they go and they shave, right? Okay, we're good? Yeah? So, yeah. Amali Roya Isi. He tells him as a story. I was a shepherd for my father in his city. And I went and I started taking the water for the sheep. And I saw my reflection in the water. I saw my reflection, and my Yetzirah started to grab me. Hey, you're a good looking guy. What are you doing? Go out. I'm afraid to say, I don't know, but go out somewhere and make a laugh. He says, you have a whole world of, what are you sitting in this little shtetl over there? Come on, go out there, make a life for yourself. Ubikesh, and I want everyone to learn with me the wording of the Gemara. Ubikesh, everybody follow with me. Litardeni min ha'olam. Does anybody know what the word tirdom means? You must have heard someone say, I have so many tirdas. What does litardeni mean? Does anybody know? Okay, so in the context of the Gemara, it means to get banished from the world. Wanted to kill me. He wanted to make me lose my life. But it's a very interesting wording. Litardeni simply means obstacles, difficulty. Come on, you're a Rav, you know. What do you say? I'm full of tirdot. It's not really in the right context here. So this Yetzirah tried litardeni min oilam. Amarti loy, reka. You empty. Now remember, the Yetzirah is very empty. We think he's the smart guy and he's giving us and he's offering. He's not offering very much. It's a very empty deal. Reka. Yeah? You Yetzirah. Mipnei ma'atum izgaya ba'olam she'ene shalcha. Why are you being haughty in a world that's not yours? She'saivcha liya izrima v'sayleya. Eventually you will be in the ground. What are you doing? Why are you going after your Yetzirah? The Gemara says, he promised there will be a Nazir. Shimon HaTzadik said, Kamoicha Yirbu Nazirim B'Yisrael. You're this quintessential Nazir. This is a good case of Nazir. I will eat from your carbon. What does the word Tirdom mean? We think that all the enjoyments and the pursuit of the enjoyments, that's the way of life. And anything that becomes an obstacle to that is a tirda, right? Oh, I have so many problems and I have to do this and it's stopping me from... From this Gemara, what do you learn? That the opposite, the pursuits of the life of emptiness, that's litardeni min ha'olam. You ever see a person says, oh, I'm so, oh, I have to go on vacation. Oh my God, such obstacle. No, I get it. If you have kids, you feel that way. But if you don't have kids, what do you think to yourself? Vacation is the right? And all the things that you got to do, the daily chores that are called, no, tirdais, right? From the Gemara, you see the opposite. The pursuits of this world are called litardeni min ha'ilam. Tonight we're going to talk about focus, to have a proper perspective. What's life and what's tirda? What are the tirdas? What's a real life? And what's... The difficulties of daily life are not tirdas. That's life. Children, parnosa, that's life. The pursuits of Olam Hazeh, which are empty, those are tirdas to that life. Rabbi Ribbikoff, you're going to teach this to the crowd? They're going to ask after the shiur, what did Rabbi Wolkin say? Oh, he said such deep, he's Rosh Hashiva. So you're going to go over and learn with them again what it means. Litardeni. This Shabbos we're going to learn, you're going to teach them this Gemara, you mask him? Because I'm going to show you another part of this Gemara, which is also beautiful. You'll come to the shiur of the Rav, you'll come? I didn't hear the yes. Okay. I know what I have to do. I have to talk to the wives, because then the husbands will come. Rabbi Ribbikoff, I need you to learn with them. Litardeni, you hear the vart, it's a beautiful vart. Tardeni min ha'olam. So what is this world? Which world are we talking about? There's a big world out there. I need to discuss that big world with you. You know, Rabbi Yisai, the Nazir is the example of a life of healthy. He's the model role of what it means to live a life of purity. Right? The Nazir. He's, and Hashem is proud, he's like the person that we put on the pedestal, the Nazir. He's got it right. Let's talk about the Nazir. What is the halacha? There's three halachas that a Nazir have. What is it? Wine. He can't drink wine. Shaving. And the third one is he can't be metame lemesim, right? Tell me something. Only wine? That's it? It's just about not drinking wine? Tell me, is he allowed to drink any other alcoholic beverage? As long as it's not wine. That's it. It's all about wine. That's it. Just no wine. Because it comes from grape. Anything from grape. But the question is quite a simple question. If someone tells you, take something and become a holy and a spiritual... No wine. Why only no wine? The Al-Sheikh explains, wine, it's the two extremes. Wine, it could be a tremendous thing. We make kiddush on wine. We could do such great things with yayin. The Beis HaMikdash, there was wine in every carbon. Yet wine on the other end of the spectrum, what does it bring? Some happiness and sometimes the worst. It brings out the best, and it brings out the worst. Says the Al-Sheikh, the Nazir has to learn what? How to do it. It's all about balance, you see? The Nazir's learning. The Nazir's going to learn. Wait a minute, slow down. It's not just when I want to drink wine, I could drink wine. Let me quote you the Pasuk. After the Nazir's finished, now Rabbi said, come, let's learn together. You ready? Make believe you're in my yeshiva. Free of charge. Okay? Va'achar yishte ha-nozir yayin. What is va'achar? Rabbi, tell me. What does va'achar yishte ha-nozir yayin mean? after the Nazir, after he's finished, he could drink wine. But he's not a Nazir now. Why are we called? But it's after he's a Nazir. Says the Al-Sheikh, you missed the point. He didn't finish. He remains the Nazir. Now he goes back to drink wine as a Nazir. He has learned now how to drink wine. V'achar yishte. You liked it, huh? It's nice. V'achar yishte. Hanazir. He is now a person that learned what it means to drink wine. The proper way to drink wine. He will always be a Nazir. Even if his Nazirus is over. V'achar yishte. Hanazir yayin. Now, who here knows Hebrew? Anybody here Hebrew? What does that mean? Kacha, kacha. Anybody else? You know Hebrew, but I'm sorry, I can't ask the lady. I apologize. Looks like the ladies know here more than the men. What? Oh, okay. What is v'achar? No?
Achar.
Okay. Is it achar or achare? Tell me, when you speak Hebrew, you say achar or you say achare? Achare. The achar, it's a very interesting wording in the pasuk. The Ger Rebbe's Beis Yisrael says a beautiful pshat. Achare means after his Nazirus. It doesn't say achare. What does it say? Achar. The person is a different person. He will be Yishta Yayin. The achar, he's not the same person anymore. He's now a whole new person. The achar Yishta Hanozir Yayin. Not that person, some other person. He's not the same person anymore. You know, people, they look, hey, he looks like the same person, same beard. He's not the same person. Two people. One person is living a life of balance, of structure. One person has focus. He's learned now how to deal with worldly pleasures. It's with balance. There's a cheshbon. I don't just drink whenever I want. Achar, not achare. Say the pshat. Go ahead, you say it. It's a nice Hasidic pshat, you hear? Not achar. Achare after, but achar. I will soon show you how all the psukim allude to this yisoid. The nazir is a whole new person. Not the same person. It's all in what? In the perspective. The Pasuk says, you ready? Who wants to continue? Or everybody, are we, that's it? That's, or we're still with me? You guys are still with me? Okay, let's do it, yeah? I'll tell you the truth, I have some good stories coming, but you have to earn it first. You got to earn it. I'm not just going to come here and tell you a story. That, you know. Okay. The Pasuk says, after his Nazirus, v'zayis tairas hanazir. Now, if you paid attention, who here paid attention to Kriyas HaTorah? You should have been saying, what? What is the Pasuk saying? V'zayis tairas hanazir. B'yoyim alayis yamei nizra. The Nazir has now finished his Nazirus. Yavi oisai. He brings him el Pesach oil mayid. You seem to not come here. Tell me, yeah. What is Yavi Oy? To translate the buzzing for me. The day that he finishes in the series, Yavi Oysa, he brings him. Who's bringing who? Can you tell me who's bringing who?
Himself.
Tell me, how many people were Yavi Oysa to the shir tonight? They brought themselves to the shir tonight? I don't know. That's language. You talk like that? Oh, I'm here. I brought myself to the shir. Maybe you could say, I drove myself here to the shir, but I didn't bring myself to the shir. You like the question? All the mefarshim address this question. Says the Meshech Chachma, Yavi Oysai, he's bringing a new man now.
You came of your fruition.
That's right, so what's Yavi Oysai? And the answer is, he's bringing that new guy. There's a new guy in the room. The Nazir now, bring him. You're a new man. I have a question for you. How long was the person a nozer for?
30 days.
Wow. Never mind. 30 days? He's a different person? You know anybody, with the raise of hands, you know anybody who could be in 30 days a new changed man? Soon I'm going to show you that this nozer is a changed person the moment he made up his mind to live a different lifestyle. I know you're Sephardic, even though you need a little bit. You know they don't stop bothering me. You know how it works. There's a certain button that the rabbi has to. It's called the rabbi's button that he pushes. It's called ignore forever. Okay, now, the point being, we're going to learn something so interesting about this nozer. It's fascinating. The nozer is a fascinating phenomena in Jewish halacha. It's an interesting thing. We just said that he's a whole different person. Yavi Ois, he's bringing this new person. What does he take staying away from? Wine. What about everything else? Says the Sipurna, notice, it's one thing only. We're not asking him to stay away from all the pleasures. We don't ask him to start fasting. One thing he takes to take, and that's already enough to be called, he separated himself. All it takes is one thing. And how many days is he going to do this? The 30 days. Baby steps. Small things. Many Sfarim say, today we don't have a nozer. We can't come and say, I'm a nozer. Take something. Maybe Lashon Hara. I won't speak Lashon Hara. One thing. Make up your mind not to do it. 30 days, you're not the same person anymore. You're a completely different person. Sipurna. The Sipurna, or the Rishayim on the Chumash. All it takes is a commitment. And it takes one thing. And you've changed your life. You know, one of the things that we learn about a Nazir is that he can't go to a Beis HaKfaris to a funeral. Why not? All right, let me go around the room because I see that the people their eyes are wandering a little bit. You know, so let me get your attention. All right, I'm a Rosh Yeshiva. I put you guys on the spot. All right, make believe you're back in the yeshiva. All right, why is a nozer not allowed to become tamei lemeis? Why not, Rabbi? Can I put you on the spot?
If he's exalted, he's Kaddish, he can't be Tomei Lemeis.
Okay, so could he go to Levaya? Not bad. Could he go to Levaya when he's not touching the mace? I don't know. Could he go to a Beis HaKfaris? So the Sipurna says exactly what you say. Sipurna says, since he's holy, I like when children cry. You know, it reminds me. Because we're supposed to all cry to Hashem, our Father. That's perfect. I love the crying of... I want to tell you a story, you see. They don't know that there's a whole part of me that's bubbling with beautiful stories of life and love of Hashem and Torah. Let me tell you something interesting. There was a great tzaddik called Ariel Diskin. Big tzaddik. He was once walking the streets of Yerushalayim and a little kid was crying. Probably a friend of his gave him a punch in the face and therefore he cried. I didn't mean to tell you that she could stay. We're good. Oh, okay. I put him to sleep. You see, it's amazing. Make sure you move all your children to the shir. I'll put them to sleep. It's fantastic. Okay. So, the Maril Diskin hears the kid crying, right? His friend gave him a punch in the face. You know, kid, huh? He's crying. Maril Diskin passes by. Why is a kid crying? Who pays attention to a kid crying? He says, no, let me go back. I want to hear it. Said, why? Why does the Rebbe want to hear this? He says, I hear in his cry the cry that we should really have for our Father. In Gullus, that's the Jew's cry also. From his cry, it awoke in me the idea of crying to a father in Galus, in exile. And I want to hear it. So, I'm happy that he cried, and I'm happy that I put him to sleep. Now, so the Sipurna says that there's Kedusha, there's sanctity, and therefore he's not allowed to be metame lemeis. You're ready for something interesting, almost novel? The Baal HaTurim, one of the great Rishayim, says, you know why he can't go to a Beis HaKfaris? It's not about being tummy. It's not about touching the dead and becoming defiled. If he will be in a Beis HaKfaris, this person is so holy, he's a Nazir, he might get Ruach HaKodesh. There will be a spirit of Kedusha from Hashem, a Ruach HaKodesh that will dwell. And people who see this, they'll say, what's that light? What's going on? What's? Oh my gosh, he's talking to Mason. He's Dairish Allah Mason. You knew this Baal HaTurim? How could you not know this Baal HaTurim? It's one of the most classic Baal HaTurims. This Nazir might get a revelation from Shemayim. And people are going to say, what is that light? What's going on over here? And the answer they'll say is because he's speaking to the dead and he's doing some kind of witchcraft. And we know that Dairish Allah Mason is forbidden unless you're a Rebbe in Yeshiva. You're Dairish Allah Mason. Okay, I'll come on him here. No. How long is this person a Nazir? He just became a Nazir yesterday. How is he having Ruach HaKodesh today? It's not an unbelievable Baal HaTurim. Yeah, listen. Imagine a person, he says, you know what, I want to be a Nazir, I won't drink wine. He goes out to the street and opens his own. There's a halo around him. What happened? He became a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. How? What? What? The person with the change of heart becomes what? Becomes a whole different person. He becomes so close to Hashem that he is now fit and able to have Ruach HaKodesh. I'd like to tell you a third pshat, and this is very important. A very big yisoid, and this really is what I want to expound upon. The Ma'am Loyes, I think it's also in the Hamikdavar from the Nitziv. Why does the Nazir not become Tami Lameis? Why can't he go to a funeral? Says the Ma'am Loyes, it will bring him to unhappiness, to depression. He goes to a funeral. The Nazir must be happy. The Nazir cannot have any atzus, any unhappiness whatsoever. And therefore he's not be metamel mason. You know, one of the most important attributes in this world to take out all the holiness of this world, all the Kedusha, is simcha, to be happy. If you're ba'atzvus, Ein hashchina shayra mitoich atzvus. I want to tell you something. Most of the pursuits that people are looking for in this world is to cover up. It's to fill a void of unhappiness. The Nazir, by his precious, by his separation, by living in a real world, which world does he live in? He lives in the world of Simcha. He's not allowed to be Ba'atzvus. I want to tell you something interesting, my boy. Who here is still with me, or did I lose 90% of the crowd? 80%, huh? You're gone already? You're done?
I've been gone since the Yeshiva.
You've been gone since the days of Yeshiva. That's great. So listen, tonight I'm going to reawaken. Tonight we're going to get the spark back again. Okay, you ready? Listen carefully. Listen good. The a lot of times people want to change and they want to do something right, but they're stuck in the past. A Nazir needs to commit, and from the moment he commits, he looks ahead and he's happy. He's a changed person. Torah gives the ability. Torah gives the capability for a person to change in a split second, never to look back and always to look front. And I'm going to show you where the pasuk says this. When the nazir ruins his nazirus, he couldn't keep it. The pasuk says, "V'hayamim harishayim." Does everyone remember the words? "V'hayamim harishayim yiplu." What does it mean, yiplu? Which means he lost the previous days, and now he's got to start counting again, right? The Beis Yisrael from the Hasidic Ger Rebbe said, "Hayamim harishayim yiplu." They fell away. Don't look back. Never look back. Look ahead. You ruined the Naziris. You didn't complete it. So you say, oh, that's it. I'm back in my old rut. V'hayam. Everybody repeat after me. V'hayamim harishayim yiplu. You know what that means? The past falls away. Rabbi Nishloil is helping the Nazir change his life. Hashem is helping the Nazir change his life. The previous, erase the past. Look ahead. I want to show you something interesting. Does anyone know why a Nazir becomes a Nazir? And the answer we told you is because he sees the Saita. Could you translate the word kilkula? What does saita bekilkula mean? Does anybody here know what it means? The saita, she fell, right? She saw something, he sees something bad that happened. Yet he has to what? Right? They rip. And they say, you did this big aveira. So it's a bad thing he saw. So why does he have to be a nazir? Why does he have to react by saying, I won't be a regular person. I have to react. He saw kilkul. You know what the word kilkul, Rabbi? You have to teach him. What does kilkul mean? They saw something bad, right? So that itself is the musa. That's it. So you're not going to want to be part of that. Why do you have to be yat? All the mefarshim ask this for a question. Okay, I have to tell you. What did you say?
Because he saw what the effects of wine would do to somebody.
So therefore, that itself is good enough then, right?
Right.
Yeah, no, isn't that right? If you see someone drink, you know what I see? If I give you a good example, you'll get it right. If I see someone drink and then drive his car into a wall, so what do I have to from now on say? Well, I need now a whole new, what do they call that, where they talk about the alcohol. I saw what happened firsthand, right?
Right.
You know who asked this question? Everyone. Everyone asks this question. This is the question. You saw the bad that came from the wine. And the answer is, many Mefarshim say, you could see the kilkul, but you saw something bad. It has an effect. Every negative thing you see has a negative effect as well, even if there's a lesson in the negative effect. I'll tell you a nice story, okay? I see that I have to talk Yulet talk. Okay, let's talk Yulet talk. You ready? Here we go. I got a laugh out of that. Okay, Yulet talk. Ready? Here we go. There was a great tzaddik, Rav Baruch Ber. Rav Baruch Ber, great tzaddik. Rav Baruch Ber, he was the Rosh Hashiva. He knows, he learned the Torah. We learned this in the yeshiva. I taught him. As the Rosh Hashiva, there was a big commotion outside. The two Goyim, Gentiles, were fighting, kids, teenagers. No, it's speculative. You know, people, oh yeah, it's excitement. Let's go see the fight outside. Rav Baruch Ber said, I ask of you, please don't go out and see it. I'm asking, but it's not two Jewish people even, it's two hoodlums in the street fighting. What's the... Something which is interesting to see, right? It catches attention. You know what Rav Baruch Ber said, the great tzaddik? He said, when I was a child, there was a fight outside between two hoodlums. My father said to me, Berale, his name was Beryl. Berale, please don't go out and see it. I'm begging you. And I didn't listen. And it had an effect on me all my life. I saw it, did it. It did something to me. subliminal. We don't realize what we take in. Now, let me ask you a question. I'll just show you example after example of simple, what do you call that, nuance that people don't even pay attention to. I was standing next to two Bachrim, all right, who were watching. There was a newspaper, and I think there was a hockey something, there was a tournament recently, the finals, what? The Stanley Cup was recently, what was it, like a month ago? When was the hockey over recently?
Wednesday night.
It was over Wednesday night. So I do know, see, they don't know. You see, I know more than you guys, all right. You hear? So one Bacher tells another Bacher, right in front of me, he says, take a look, that one of them has teeth. What are the guys have teeth? So I'm thinking, my wife's a dentist. I don't know if you know, my wife's a dentist. I says, great. I mean, we're in the bit. He says, no, you don't understand. They take the hockey puck, and they whack each other in the face, and it's normal. Are you with me? You know about this, right? They don't hit each other. They don't lose teeth. It's not a true story.
Well, they fight each other in the ring, they have mouth guards and stuff.
In the old days, they lost their teeth. Now they wear helmets and masks and mouthpieces. It's not so much. It's
they just get brain damage.
You hit your face with a puck, you're going to lose your teeth.
Did anybody check this and check?
Okay, that's right. We have to have a fact checked over here. Okay. All right, so let me ask you a different question, okay? And to him, it was normal that people were fighting and putting their teeth out. And I'm horrified. I'm saying, what? It's sports. Okay, let me ask you a different question. How many sports have stealing as one of the main of part of the... He steals the ball, he steals that, he's stealing the bases.
Everyone.
Everyone. You ever thought it? You ever thought about it? What is the subliminal message? That's right. You tell me. I don't know. Am I getting it wrong?
Stealing can be fun. It's a part of life.
It's part of life.
Stealing creates.
I have another question for you. Ready? Here's another question. Is it right to tell our children steal the afikoman?
I was wondering about.
Okay, great Gedolim said not to do it. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, don't do it. Yeah. Don't do it. Yeah. Steal? You're teaching children. Subliminal. The messages of subliminal are so deep. The Nazir could see that the woman got into trouble for what she did, but it's going to stay with him. It's going to stay with him. The effect of what we watch and what we see.
When you see something like that negative, spiritually it lowers you.
Exactly.
Now you have to bring yourself back up again.
Exactly. See, was it worth coming? Was it worth of me for me to come?
I saw you. I knew you were coming. I said I gotta go.
You gotta go. Now you know what I'm doing here. Okay. You understand what I just did for you? I showed you. And again, I wasn't prepared for the crowd. I didn't realize the time. You know, like I said, I came and I learned the crowd as I talked. I'm talking to you, okay? I want you to learn something about a life. Everything we experience in life, if it's a positive experience, it's going to be a positive experience. And when we take in only positive things, life is beautiful. The world is beautiful. There's so much good to offer. I wasn't prepared to tell you, but I'm going to tell you a story, all right? I have to tell you, all right? I learned in the Mir Yeshiva. I'm a product, a student of the Mir Yeshiva. The great Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, passed away recently. He was an unbelievable human being. He suffered from multiple sclerosis. He was so sad, and yet he ran the yeshiva, and he ran all over the world to collect money for the yeshiva. People, an angel. He was already sick at that time. He came to America. He spoke in the kollel. I was a part of that kollel, the night kollel of the Mir Yeshiva. I learned there. Okay. He came to speak and he said the following. He says, I want to tell you a story about Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the original Rosh Yeshiva in the Mir of the Mir Yerushalayim. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to take walks. Health, recreation. And every time he would pass a certain store, it was a shoe store, he would stare through the window of the shoe store. And he would look, it was a children's shoe store. And then he would stand there for a few minutes, look, and then he would move on with his walking. Talmidim who noticed this, they said, maybe the Rosh Yeshiva needs to buy shoes for grandchildren. I mean, we could help you. Maybe you don't think it's honorable for you, respectable, to walk into the store. But we'll do the buying for you. Tell us what is it, what is catching your attention in this store? He said something so profound. He says, listen, I come and I see mothers who are selflessly devoted to children. To me, that is something so beautiful and so positive that I look at it and I want to take it in. I want to see it. This I will only experience in this world. I cannot experience it in the next world. This we're not going to see in the next world. We'll sit with Hashem, take in His radiance, but to see devotion, kindness, selflessness, is a positive thing that only this world has to offer. And I want to see it. I want it every set. I want to take it all in. Now you're starting to understand my thought process. The Nozer saw something not good. He saw something which was, his response is, turn it around. Make a positive experience out of it. Make something good out of it. Take it and utilize it for the good. Make a better world, a better life. Learn. Life is about positive. And there's a beautiful world out there. And when you learn to address and focus and be guided by this, the world has so much to offer. I need to tell you about my Bobby. I promised you that I would talk to you about my Bobby. The ladies are all shaking their heads. Yes, they need to hear about my Bubby. Okay, I'll tell you about my Bubby. I have seen people who have taken the morning newspaper over breakfast. Every day would say the same thing. You know what they would say? Let me see if we could... What? No, in Yiddish. It's Hamishugan adult. Right? You ever heard? I'm sure it's a crazy world. Ah, crazy, depressing world. You know how many times I hear about, oh my God, this is such a depressing world. He's showing me that the time is up. How about 5 more minutes? You guys want to give me 5 more minutes? Or yeah, sure. Absolutely. So take him and chuck him out. Chuck him out. We don't... They got five. Anonymous, right? Anonymous? Okay, 15. All right, now you're pushing it. Now you're pushing it. All right, yeah, so listen carefully. All right? You know, every time I hear this, you know what I'm thinking to myself? Who told you to read the newspaper? They force you to buy the subscription? What does it have to do with you? There's an outside world that's meshuggah and depressed, so don't be part of it. Who asked you to be part of it? Who asked you to read it? I'm not depressed because I don't read it. I'm okay. I don't got the problem. All right. I see there was a lot of with the newspapers. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know what the subscriptions you guys got. Okay. You're kind of not interested. Okay. My Bobby Alashal always said, Zashen Welt. It's such a beautiful world. And I used to think to myself, a woman who went through Holocaust. I could tell you what she went through is my grandfather and her went through in the Yiddish Shiva Medure Gehenum. I want to tell you, my grandmother was the daughter of a great Rav in a small town, Shtetl, in Europe, Trab. A day before Shavuos, they were informed that my grandmother, with her 3 children, my father then was a baby, he was 1 year old, okay, are going to be taken to Sibir. They're going to be taken. Why? Any little thing that you spoke or did, or and they thought that maybe you're against the common, they just shipped you right to Sibir, and they were on the list among many others in the community, to be taken to Sibir. This is in Trab. The city Trab is in Belarus. It's in Belarus. Okay. Shavuos morning, my grandfather, Traburov, Rabbi Sakharov, wakes up my grandmother. He didn't tell her about it. It was Shavuos morning early, before the crack of dawn. I arranged for a Polish driver to take you to Granitz, to steal the boundaries, and like this you'll escape from Russia to Poland. They used to cut it up to different pieces then, whatever. It's not important now, the whole history. Together with the other people in the community that are going to be shipped to Sibir. He took him to the outskirts of the town. It was snowing. It was Shavuos and it was snowing. My grandmother took her leichters, her candelabra, and her three children. My father, baby, carrying a baby and two children with the candelabra. Shavuos morning. As they're leaving, my grandmother turns to her father, come with me. She says, I can't, because if I leave, they're going to take it out on the people in the town. They're going to say that someone tipped us off, and I'll be the one who got away, and they're going to take it out. I have, as a Rav, it's my responsibility to stay. And that was the last time she ever saw her father. He took his boots, took off his boots, and he gave it to her, put it on. There was a few other families. I don't have the time. They're sitting there with the clock, so I have, like, you know, buzzer any minute. Okay, I have to shoot, as they say, on the end of the buzzer. Okay. They caught wind that they left. So with dogs in the forest, they started chasing them. The driver said, I have an idea. Get off. I'll send the horses and the wagons one way so the dogs and everybody will follow, and you run the other way. And that's how families ran, okay? Most didn't make it because they couldn't do all the running. And my grandmother told me, her family, Ziskin, the brother lived next door to us in Queens. Ziskins, I don't know if you know them, the next door to my father, Shul Ziskin, his sister. She gave up. She was with children. They were killed. My grandmother ran and ran and ran and ran. And this didn't stop there, as you can imagine. I don't have the time to go through the history. It was through Shanghai. And yet this woman, Sashena Velt, she always told me it's a beautiful world. What? And I never understood. Here this guy is reading a newspaper, and he's saying, ah, the world, the press. And this person who saw all the evils of the world said it's a Shana Velt. And you know what the answer is? Let's see if we could. That's not her world, you see. What you read in the newspaper is not your world. It's the outside world. She lived in a beautiful world. It's a different world. A Jew is able to live in his world, within this world. You're supposed to be part of this world. But you make him create a beautiful world within that world. I want to show you just the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Mipnei ma'ato mizgaya, ba'olam, no rabbi she'enoi shalcha." Why are you being haughty in a world that's not yours? That outside world is not yours. That's maybe what the Gemara means. Pasha means Hashem's world. No, it's not your world either. A Jew has a beautiful world. I need to tell you this, and I realize the time, so we'll do this quickly. All right? I'll skip straight to the stories, because I guess time and interest. All right? And this is very close to my heart, what I'm going to tell you now. My father taught me something. He knows my father. My father taught me something. A Jew, with whatever is going on around him, finds a place of refuge. You know what that place is? The Gemara. So no matter what he goes through, he's able to find the Gemara. You know why? My father told me something interesting. The Gemara was printed, written and produced where? In Pumbedisa and Narda. Surya Pundisa Narda. Those are places in Babylon. My father always said to me, when I learn the Gemara, I transport myself. I'm in Narda. I'm not here. I could be physically here, but I am in a different place, in a better world. I'm in Pumbedisa. I'm in Narda. A story from the great Rosh Hashiva Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, Mir Rosh Hashiva. Someone once went over to him and asked him, I have a child that's sick, please pray. He says, I'll tell you, I am not this mekubal that gives brachas and prays. I learn all the time. Maybe go to a rabbi that's his expertise. No, Rosh Hashiva, I want you to pray for me and my child. And he saw that the parent was broken. So he says, okay, I will take care of it. And there will be a refuah shleima. It will work. Hashem will heed your prayer. It was a miraculous recovery. They went back to the Rosh Hashiva, and they said, Rosh Hashiva, you're above my face. Where's your turban? I'm not making a Sephardi joke here. Where's your turban, okay? Right? You know that with the Sephardi, you have hamoifis, brachis, right? You're Ashkenazic, right? So he says, it wasn't a moifis. It wasn't a miracle. I learned all my life Abaye and Rav from the Gemara. I turned into the heavens and I said, Abaye and Rav, those are the two Tanoim. I spent my whole life with you. I spent my entire life working on your words. I never asked you for anything. I asked you, Abaye and Rav. You're my friends. I spent my life with you. I ask you to take care of this for me. Beautiful story. You know what this story is? The Jew lives with Abaye and Rav. He doesn't live with what's the basketball guy? Jerome Brains. What's his name again? He has no brains. What's his name again? LeJon Brains. I'm sorry. Forgive me for my ignorance, okay? He don't live with that guy. Nobody wants to live with that guy. Even his own family. I'm sorry, I should have. Is he married? I'm so sorry. Okay. You definitely don't want to be that. I end with the following, Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda Levi got it right. Libi b'mizrach. Ani b'seif ma'irav. It's beautiful words, classic words. A Jew is able to be Libi b'mizrach. Ani. I could be physically here, but where is my heart? My heart is transported somewhere else, in a different planet, so to speak. It's in Yerushalayim. Every Jew, his life, his inner, who he is living somewhere else. The Nazir, in a world of chaos, is able to elevate, is able to take events and make it positive. The lesson for tonight, Rabbi Yisrael, is find beauty in surrounding positive things. It's a beautiful world. The world is very opportunities. So much opportunity for kindness, of chesed. You got to live in that world. You got to live. Don't live in the world of anger and hatred. And it's just, that world ain't very pretty. That's true. Disconnect. And it doesn't take much. Baby steps, small things. I don't want to speak Lashon Hara. I can't tell you how sick it is to speak bad things. You're just a sick, only a sick person says bad things about other people. There's got to be something wrong inside you missing that you need to find enjoyment in that. Positive, good, kind. And then you'll see a world and you'll appreciate the world around you. And you will turn from this little small shul. You'll become a metropolitan. And you shall be zeicha to happiness with bracha and hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.